Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's an honor and a blessing to be here before you tonight. Thank you, my Lord and Savior, for a new day of His mercy and grace that He has shared with me one more time. I'm so grateful and thankful and honoring Him because He's my all in all. He has taken me through so many situations down through the week so far. Bad allergies, things going on within family and life. Everyday challenges that we go through sometimes. But God is still faithful and good all the time. He continues to see us through. He's even working when we're laid down at night and sleeping, and we don't even know that we're in the world. He still continues to look after His people, to bless His people. He continues to allow us to be who we are, to make choices in our life. And it's an honor and a blessing to serve a God that loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So it means we have an opportunity. We have a choice. Everything that's done is a choice that He lets us make on our own. A lot of people say somebody else made them do this or do that, but it's their choice to follow the person that they follow to do whatever it is they do. No one makes you do anything that you don't want to do. As a family member, we have choices, we have loved ones, we have opportunities. I want to do our prayer request and then we'll get started. We're going to continue to pray for each other, one another, our families and loved ones, our children, grand and great grands, our church ministry and leaders, their families and loved ones, our church family, church body, the whole communities that we are surrounded by. Help us to continue to love one another. Bless our relationships, our companions, the bereaved family, the sick and the needy. Bless our police forces. We have good and we have bad. But Lord, you know, and you know what to do in the situations at hand. Bless our teachers in schools, our children. Continue to bless the incarcerated. Bless all of the things going on around the world today. The shootings, the mass shootings, the bombing, tornadoes, so much bad weather in places that they've never seen. Things happen in the way that they've happened before. They're seeing, Lord. And I do believe, dear God, you're trying to wake us up and get people's attention. And people still don't want to change. Help us, Lord, to share the gospel to someone, our families, around and about. Help us to live, Lord, that someone would see in us Christ Jesus in our walk, in our talk, in our actions, in our love, have to ask for a special prayer for my companion tonight. Has to have surgery. Going to ask for a special prayer for our Bishop R.C. Bryant, who's truly going through the storm right now. Him and his family, companion. Asking for prayer for my uncle, Roger Logan, fell and broke his nose, got beat up pretty bad. Asking prayer for my aunt, Mary Armstrong, struggling with the pains that she has. We're just going to continue to pray for all of my hearty members that I work with. There's so much just calling out to places, Lord. Johnny Ferguson and her husband, Timmy. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, as once again we come before you, humbling ourselves, thanking you, dear God, for your mercy and for your grace. Thanking you, Lord, for your love and your kindness. We know, dear God, that you are the source for everything that we need. We know that you are the source, Lord, and you can fix any situation in our lives, dear God, if it be your will. Help us, Lord, as we go forth, do the good and the bad and do your will. Show kindness and love to one another. Continue to pray for one another. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to bless Bishop Armstrong as he's going through his struggles and doing so much. Sometimes, Lord, overloading himself, but he's still hanging in there, doing your will. We thank you for each and every one that is on the blog stations, the programs, that sharing your word, sharing the encouragement, sharing things that need to be known, things to help people in a way, Lord, that they need help, they need to hear something. We thank you for each and every one of them, Lord. We're praying for our brothers and sisters, dear God, because we don't know what each and every one of them's facing. But Lord, every one of us is facing something. Every one of us is going through some kind of change in life. Every one of us is suffering from something, Lord, whether it be allergies, pain in their bodies, whether it be health issues in other areas. But Lord, you know all about it. We put it all in your hands, trusting you, Lord, to help us and bless us to carry on. No matter the situation, to continue to do the will of the Lord. We ask that you bless our families. Continue. Help us, Lord, to be an encouraging word to each and every one. That may help someone, dear God. We don't know who is looking at our lives, listening to our things we talk about. Continue, Lord, to wonder how can we go through the things we're going through, Lord, and not get all down and out about it because we know a Savior and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that can see us through all things. And Lord, with you on our side, it seems hard sometimes, Lord, but we can make it. We can make it, Lord. We know who to come to. We thank you for everything right now, Lord, that's been said and done. Asking you to continue to help us throughout this night. Bless this program. Bless every word. Holy Spirit, lead in our lives to share God's word in the way you would have us to share, Lord, to be humble and loving with a kind spirit, knowing, Lord, that it's all about you. All about you. Now we thank you, Lord. We honor you. We lift up and praise your holy name. Give you honor and glory. All in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. God is good. No good that we've done, but through all that we do, we can trust him. Okay, let's see. We're going to start out reading scripture, too. Excuse me, oh, allergies been bothering me bad all week. Still going through. We're going to start out with Romans chapter 7. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. Number 3. So then if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress. Though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, excuse me, ye also are become dead to the law, the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, and not in the oldness of the latter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin take occasion by the commandment wrought in me all manner of concupiscences. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revealed, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. was then that which is good made death unto me, God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, worketh death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. That was Romans chapter 7, 1 through 13. And it talked about sin, talked about the law. And the law couldn't save you. The law could only show you the sin in your life. And when the law was for the Israelites. The first five books of the Bible was what they had to live by then. And us, as God's children now, we're living by the grace, not by the law. We're living by grace. Jesus Christ, give us that opportunity to live by God's grace now, that we may be able to, when we live by the law and the sin of the world, all the law could do was show you your sin. You couldn't be saved. A priest had to go in once a year, had to anoint himself and get himself right to go in to the Holy of Holies to pray for you and offer up sin. And like they said, the scapegoat. But when Christ came, all of that fell away. They had to do sacrifices every day, killing animals and things like that. The Bible was told from top to bottom, and we're able to go to God for ourselves now. He has turned back to us through and by his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we all have an opportunity through and by God's mercy and grace. We're living by the grace of God, and thank God for that amazing grace that we have to live by. This is what we have to share with our families, not be deceived by living out by the law, because we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Our lives have been changed. And we can thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, for this. If it hadn't have been for him dying on the cross for us, we wouldn't have no way. It says, sharing the gospel. How do we share the gospel? Fill your hearts with love for others. Strive to emulate the love of Christ and have compassion for others. That's what we do in sharing the gospel. Strive to walk the path of discipleship as your love for God and his children deepens, so does your commitment to follow Jesus Christ. Trust the Lord to work his miracles. So if we're looking to share all this with our family members, we want them to understand that we want them to be saved. We want them to walk in the way of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It says, draw close to God. The closer you draw to our Heavenly Father, the more his light and joy will shine from within you. Others will notice, and they will ask about it. And when people notice things in you, you're like shining in Christ, and you let people see your light shine, without a shadow of a doubt. People's looking at you. People's noticing your reactions. People's waiting for you to mess up. And they're looking for you to do or say the wrong thing out of character. They do things in a way to see if you want to join in with those disrespectful or negative thoughts or negative talk. Waiting. And we have to share this with our families and let them know this is the way that we have to walk before the Lord. And we have to let our families know that Jesus loves you. He died for you, that you may have an opportunity at the tree of life. He has given us an opportunity to share life eternal, life everlasting with him and his Father, God. We love because God first loved us. He's never turned away from us. He's turned away from the sin, but not us. He loves us. He don't like the sin that we do. Family. We do things for family sometimes, and family don't appreciate things that you do for them sometimes. They want you to do more. But we have to realize we're showing love to the family by being honest to them. Letting them know the truth. Sometimes they don't want to hear the truth because they don't want to abide by that truth. They have their own thoughts and their own truth and what they feel is right and wrong. And sometimes if you don't do the things that they want you to do, they get upset with you. They turn against you. They turn the kids away from you, where you can't be around the kids or see the kids. They use the kids for an excuse to try to hurt you. And one way or another, we go through these situations in life with family members doing this. They feel like if you can't do what you do for them, no matter what you do for the kids, that don't matter if you're not doing for me, then I just take my kids away and keep them away from you, no matter how much you show love to them and their kids. It's a certain thing that they want you to do for them. But we have learned, as long as we serve the Lord and we do his will, we do the best we can, and we continue to pray with love deep down inside of our hearts, to encourage our family. We don't beat them down. But the things that you don't do for them, they feel like they've been beat down. We've never put ourselves in the position to hurt them. They've took it that way because you don't do what they want. They have an opportunity. They have a choice in life, but they want you to take care of those situations for them while they do nothing. You go through, you get stressed out, you get aggravated, and it can cause you to get sick in your body because of all the pressure that's been put on you as a family. And you have a lot of grandparents, great-grandparents, taking care of the children in the family nowadays because the young ones don't want to step up and stand up and do the things that they should do. As long as you're doing what they want you to do, they're happy. But as soon as you cut back, they all complain. We have a lot of our young people on drugs now. They turn to the drugs rather than turn to the Lord. They know the life you live. They see the life you live. And around you, they respect that life. But once they get away, they turn to the drugs in life for their ourselves. We've had a lot of young people here in the last couple of months overdose, fentanyl, overdosing, dying. Every other day, you hear about people dying. And it's been a thing here lately. People that you know, people you're close to, family members. You have a lot of homosexuality going on within the families. But we can't put them down either. We got to show them love. We got to show them love and let them know we love them. Let them know that Jesus loves them. They know the life we live. We'll continue to pray for them. Because at the end of the day, they're going to make the decision whether to change or whether to stay in the things that they're in. We can't change these things. We love to change a lot of things within our families that goes on. But when we look back on our lives, where God has brought us from, how he's protected us through situations that we shouldn't even be here today for, excuse me, lets us know that he has taken care of us. And we trust and put our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren in his hands and trust and know that he will do the same for them because he's done it for us. God is a good God all the time, and all the time he's good. He has taken care of us, good or bad, so we can depend on the Lord. We can't do all the things that our families want us to do sometimes. All we can do is all we can do. And we let them know, they get upset or whatever it may be. The rest is in God's hands. We pray for them. We love them. But we can't do no more. Right here it says, fill your hearts with love for others. You know, we do these things because God has given us an opportunity to do things for people. Why? Why do we do these things? Because we love. Because we love. Jesus is our source of life. Without him, we have no love. We would be out there getting upset, doing things that you know, didn't matter, putting them down, letting them know that it don't matter what the deal is. Salt and light. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltness be restored? It is no longer good for anything but to throw out and trampled up, under feet. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. That's what we have to do. It says, let your light so shine. We've got Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, always, to the end of the age. So he let them know he was with them. He never was without them. And he let them know what he wanted them to do. This is what we have to do to our family. Let them know. Let them know. We got Acts chapter 20, verse 35. All of this is coming from the New Revised Standard Version. And all this I have given you an example, that by such work we must support the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, for he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is what we have to let our families know. This is a family thing, y'all. This is a family thing. This is how your family learned these things, by you sharing the word with them, letting them know how to live the life, and let them know how to be a Christ-like person. If we do that, we can be blessed. Right here we have Romans chapter 10, verse 15. Chapter 10, verse 15. It says, and how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. That bring good news. That's what we bring to people and our families and loved ones around us. Good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay. Second Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 12 to 14. The rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ and by the generosity of your partnership with them and with all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you. All of this gifted for the family. God has given us all something, no matter what it is. He's given us all something. And we can look at it as if what he's done for us, he'll do for others. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15 says, "And lace up your sandals in preparation for the gospel of peace." For the gospel of peace. This is a spiritual thing. This is about the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to share it with everyone. We have to continue on this journey. Our families are in need. Our surroundings of loved ones is in need to hear this word. And this is for the family and others around the family. Once we share it with the family, and we can reach our family members, and they can reach somebody else's family, and we just continue on sharing and sharing, living and living the will of God in the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 says, "As for you, be sober in everything, enduring suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Carry out your ministry fully." So we have to fully, I have to fully, we have to fully carry out the word of the Lord no matter where we go, no matter who we come in contact with, no matter what the situation may be, we have to continue to share this word of the Lord with everybody. This is how we survive. This is our GPS to heaven. This is how we continue to live a Christ-like life, by sharing and coming together in obedience and living by this word of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps." Let me read that one again. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his footsteps." Well, it just can't get no plainer than that. Christ has given us something to go by. It says that we, as Christ's people, have learned these situations. How do you share the gospel? It says, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, the Spirit gives different gifts to different members of the body of Christ. Some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, the prophets, wise insight, and the teachers, spiritual nature, are just as important as the evangelist's warm invitation. That, you know, we have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to offer when it comes to the Lord and his word. so much to share, so much goodness. He has given us everything that we need and more and more. As 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 18 to 22 puts it, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose, If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need for you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. So, it's all about what God has done, doing by his Son, Christ Jesus, for you. Everything has a cause. Everything has a reason. Everything has a being. Many members, one body. I mean, you know, you look at this and God has given us so much. Right here it says, let's see what I've got. Consider your cultural context. I tell you, there's so much stuff that he has given us, and not, we don't seem to take it all in the way that we should, because if we didn't have the Word of God and was not able to share his Word, or been able to live back in the days that our families was going through. You know, when I was young growing up, you see the things that your parents went through to make a way for you, and the things that they had to live through and didn't have much, but they still made it over, and they still did what had to be done to the family, for the family, with the family. It was amazing compared to the things you see now, that people have all the tools and the things to do with and still won't do. Back then, did what they had to do through and by the will and the grace of God. And he seen them through the little things that they was going through, the little bit of money, the beat up houses, the way we lived life back then. You know, people look at my situation now in life and wouldn't understand the life that we lived when we was growing up, the kind of houses that we lived in when we was growing up, the things that we had to fight through when we was growing up, the clothes, the shoes, holes in your clothes, holes in your shoes you had to wear because you didn't have enough sometimes to make it through, you know, situations. You go to school because you couldn't afford to buy the lunch, but you made the brown bag lunch with the grease things and the bags and things. And other kids, you know, they a little better. And you see them, the way that they looked at you and downgraded you as a person because of the life that you had living before you. And, you know, you think about those things as you get older, and people don't understand the lifestyle that you lived as a family when you was younger. And you look back on these situations, and you still have homeless people. You still have people out there that can't find a job. You still have hungry people. Excuse me. And you consider and you think about all of these things the way it was when you was barely making it yourself, when you were younger. And I was always one that was a worker, started young working, 11 years old, 12 years old, maybe 10, cutting people's grass, making money, doing things, helping my uncles, finding jobs for me to do to help them. And I just was always one that didn't mind working to get what I wanted, to have what I needed, to help with the family, because I seen the struggles that my family was going through. My mom being sick at a young age, diabetes and other things that she went through in life. You know, you see all of these things in life and you look back on them and you see the things that we have an advantage for today, and people take for granted all of the little things that they see, that they feel, that it's not enough for them. And it's more than enough for us back then if we had what they had now. And they can't see that. It shows how good God was then. It shows how good God is now. It lets us know that he's still working these things out in our lives. It lets us know that he still loves us all the same. Families are pulled apart. Families need to pull back together. But how do we get families to pull back together? It seems like we have lost the young people in the families nowadays because they have a thought and a life of their own. They don't have time for family unless it's something that they need from family. If they can't get what they need from family members, they don't need you no more. We suffer through these things. Even though we would love to have family together again and be able to enjoy some of the love and the kindness and coming together as we did when we was growing up with family, coming together, family reunions, coming together, family things, family picnics, family dinners, couple, two or three families get together, ride up the mountains and just have a cookout and just have a good time. You know, no families, there's just very few families know what that means anymore. They don't come together like that no more. They don't look at it like that no more. They don't want to be involved with family no more because family is not the same anymore. I really don't know what else we can say that we can do. We try to do things in life to bring family back together, but there's not enough respect when they come together again. There's not enough respect when we do things together anymore. It's as if we let go, we let down the standards, we let down the respect levels, and it's just hard to come together and just have a good time unless something happens negative. But we continue to pray. We continue to love. We continue to encourage. Because one thing about it, it might not be nothing that we can do on our own. But when we put it in God's hands and continue to pray, pray for God's goodness. Pray for God's change. Pray for God's love. Pray for God to touch and put into someone's heart for the change. Hope that someone's willing for a change in their life, to want to serve the Lord, to want to open up their hearts to Christ, that they may see something in the life that you live that will touch their hearts in a way like they've never been touched before. We pray for this in our families, Lord, that they may see this in our lives, that they may take hold to it, want to live a Christian eternal life. Lord, this is what life is all about. I really didn't know when I was younger. I'd say, well, I don't want to get saved because I can't have no fun getting saved. I really didn't know what I was saying then. I knew, but I didn't know because it was a worldly talk. But that talk of salvation, when Christ come into my life, the fun, it was a different kind of fun, a spiritual fun, not a worldly fun no more. But I could have as much joy deep down in the inside in my life, serving the Lord, doing His will, thanking Him for everything that He continues to do day in and day out in my life, in my surroundings, in my family's life, my loved one's life, my companion, my relationship. We go through having struggles in every relationship. But through and by the will and the love and the grace of God, He's working that thing out when we lay down at night. He's working. He never stops. He said He would never leave us to the end of the ages. He would never, never, never means never. He will always be with us. No matter where we go, no matter what we're doing, no matter where we are, no matter where we stand, He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He would always be there. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for that. Because without Him, I'm nothing. Without Him, I'm lost. My life does not even have a meaning without Christ in it. It took me all of these years to learn these things in life. Because they don't happen overnight. It's a process, daily, day in, day out, struggles, failures, repentance, forgiveness, love, humbling yourself. It takes all of that. I've heard this young lady tell me that one of the preachers got behind the pulpit and told her it don't take all of that. It takes all of that and more. All that you can give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All that you can give and more to live this life. To live this life the best that you can. I'm happy living for the Lord. I fail sometimes, but I'm still happy. He's a forgiving God, long-suffering, and he loves me. Praise the Lord. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we part tonight, I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, your love. Thank you, Lord, for this program that you have given, dear God, that we may be able to share together the love and the kindness, your peace and joy and happiness. I thank you, Lord, that someone may have got an encouraging word through the program tonight that may be able to help them through their everyday life, Lord. I hope, Lord, that you open up someone's heart that they will want to receive salvation through their struggles. I know somebody's pain is in pain tonight, Lord. I know someone's hurting from a situation in their bodies. I know that someone's hurting from a situation around their lives. Touch them in a special way, dear God, right now, Lord. Before they do anything outside of their life, I ask you to try Jesus. Give them a chance in your life. Let them touch you into your life. Ask them to forgive you of your sin and accept them in your life. Because without him, it's hard to live in this world. It's hard with him, but we know who our Savior is. We have a help. We have a Savior. We have an advocate fighting for us every day. Open up your heart to the Lord tonight. Bless you, Lord, in a special way. Touch hearts tonight. And, Lord, we continue to give it to you and put it in your hands. Because you are all in all. You're the source for everything. The main source for everything that's needed. We ask all these blessings in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, we love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.